This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was remanded into custody after he faced court Thursday following his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The 47-year-old was found guilty in Westminster Magistrates Court of breaching his bail. He now faces much more serious charges in the United States. AP's Eric Tucker has more.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested pursuant to a U.S. extradition request. The Justice Department unsealed an indictment that was returned under seal last year that accused him of conspiring with Chelsea Manning in computer hacking. Currently, Julian Assange faces a single count indictment, a computer hacking conspiracy count that carries up to 5 years in prison. He has indicated through his attorneys that he intends to fight any extradition demand. There has been a long debate about press freedom and Julian Assange. Is he a journalist? Is he entitled to the same sorts of media protections that other journalists would get? The Justice Department may have sidestepped that argument by charging him unrelated to the publication, but rather the means by which he obtained it.
AP's Eric Tucker. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, changed his tune on WikiLeaks after its founder was arrested. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
In the 2016 race's final stretch, WikiLeaks released embarrassing emails stolen from the Clinton campaign.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
Donald Trump often read from the emails during campaign rallies, praising WikiLeaks more than 100 times over the final weeks. But after Assange's arrest today,
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
The Justice Department's already charged Assange in a hacking case. The president says he has no opinion on what should happen to him. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A plan by Sudan's military to take over the country's government is getting a cold reception from protesters and the international community who want to see the African nation take steps toward democracy. Sudan's defense minister announced a government takeover on state television Thursday after the army ousted the country's longtime president, Omar al-Bashir, following months of demonstrations against his 30-year rule. The Sudan Professionals Association was one of the key organizers of the recent anti-Bashir protests. Spokeswoman Sarah Abdel Jalil, who is based in the United Kingdom, says the SPA is not optimistic about Thursday's events.
No, we're not optimistic. We don't think anything has happened that's positive. It's regression rather than progression. And it's a coup, and we have never supported a coup. We are very clear in our statements.
A military council will run the government for the next 2 years. Then there's a three-month state of emergency. The suspension of the Constitution and the dissolution of Parliament were also announced. New demonstrations broke out in Khartoum. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed willingness Thursday to hold another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to try to reach a denuclearization deal. We get the details from VOA's Steve Herman at the White House.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday the United States needs a space force to maintain its world leadership. Shanahan said that Russia and China are, in his words, weaponizing space.
Both China and Russia have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of this committee has access to the classified threat picture. But the bottom line is the next major conflict may be won or lost in space.
Some of the members of the committee expressed skepticism about the need for a sixth branch of the military. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the Nasdaq closing lower, but the S&P 500 finishing trading in positive territory. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.